Well, 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 good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. It is Wednesday, the 21st of February, and this is the flip side. You know what's amazing? You know what really is amazing? When you listen to Republic Broadcasting Network, you hear commentary about things that affect us personally in our everyday lives. And yes, we even try to come up with solutions to the problem. And they're pretty weighty matters. It deals with things like the 16th Amendment. But yet, if you look at the mainstream media in this country, all they are consumed about is a dead blonde bimbo. Is this a disconnect somewhere? Is this an explanation of the silent war that's been going on for generations of the people in power dumbing down a large majority of the populace so they can control them and control every facet of their life and, yes, more importantly, have a hand in everybody's pocket? Anyway, more on that later. Stuff happens. As I said, this is the flip side, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour is brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Republic Trading Group's toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is republictradinggroup.com, eaglesup.com, rbnlive.com, or republicbroadcasting.org. Either one will get you there. And we're somewhat giddy today in light of what has happened with the noble metal. What a shock, what a surprise. Anyway, let's look at the other financial news. Wall Street was off 48 points. NASDAQ managed to squeak out a 5-point gain. Wall Street closed at 12,738. NASDAQ closed at 2,518. According to the Associated Press, stocks finished mixed today after consumer prices showed a larger than expected increase in January. And minutes from the Federal Reserve's last meeting showed the central bank considered but decided against taking a more dovish tone on the threat of inflation. No kidding. Inflation is a threat? Who would have thunk that? I must have missed my V8 juice this morning. Oh, my goodness gracious me. And where did gold end up today? Well, you'll have to hang around till after this break. But it's good news.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. By the way, and I'm letting the cat out of the bag here. I shouldn't really do this. Of course, I wanted to keep it as a surprise. But every single client of Republic Trading Group, if you've done business with Republic Trading Group at any point in time, next week you'll be receiving a large envelope in the mail, courtesy of Republic Trading Group, a little gift from us to you to thank you for your support. And also enclosed, as I said, the gift is something that we hope that you pass on to friends and relatives. You know, because there's a lot of people. I know. Trust me, I know. I know what you out there go through, those of you who buy gold and silver because you understand the fundamentals of gold and silver. And we also understand that your enthusiasm sometimes, you kind of get so enthusiastic about it, you tell some of your good friends and relatives about why they should be buying gold and silver. And they always look at you as if you're a little crazy. Oh, yes. Look, I even get stories. You know, some people can't even go home for Thanksgiving dinners any longer because of the strife that is caused at the table between people who still believe that the Federal Reserve is part and parcel of the government, that the 16th Amendment was truly ratified, and that you should pay your taxes. Well, anyway, just keep an eye on the mail. It's a gift from us, from all of us at Republic Trading Group to you. That's in the mail to you as of Friday, so you should have it early next week. Outside of that, let's keep the good news flowing. Gold futures rally to a 7-month high today after data showed consumer inflation rising at a faster than expected pace in January, boosting the lure of gold as an inflation hedge. Gold for April delivery closed up $23 at $684 an ounce, its highest close since July the 7th on the New York Mercantile Exchange. A powerful reversal lifted gold out of its Tuesday slump, and values closed today's session at levels not seen since last spring, said John Nadler, an analyst at Kitco.com. Spot gold ignited on the heels of core CPI, which is a consumer price index statistics, and after Tehran's outright refusal to halt uranium enrichment in the pursuit of nuclear power. Gold futures began their rally after Labor Department said inflation at the retail level increased 0.2% in January, while the core CPI, which excludes food and energy and everything else we consume, rose 0.3%. Economists polled by MarketWatch at CBS had been looking for an increase of 0.1% and a 0.2% respectively. Last week, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told lawmakers that the Fed expects core inflation to drift lower, but cautioned that the Fed is poised to raise rates if necessary to contain inflation. Generally, when people think that the Fed's going to raise rates, gold goes down, said Peter Schiff, president of Euro-Pacific Capital based in Connecticut. Today's rally in gold might be an indication that the Fed and Mr. Bernanke are losing credibility and the Fed is all talk and no action. I could have said that. Schiff went on to add, the Fed is afraid of raising interest rates, but it can't let the market know that. Gold is saying, we don't believe you. See, my friends, gold is a truth teller. You can't lie to gold. The Fed wants to maintain the illusion that they are going to raise rates because the economy can't stand it, Schiff said. A recovery in crude oil prices also boosted gold today. Crude futures rose sharply to trade back above $60 a barrel as traders eyed developments in Iran and braced themselves for weekly data on supplies for some measure of how the chilly weather of the past week has impacted higher than normal inventories. The latest news, by the way, from Iran is President Ahmadinejad said he is aiming to achieve nuclear capability as soon as possible, even to the exclusion of everything else. This according to a report from the BBC. The president made this latest pronouncement to the Iranian ISNA news agency. It coincides with the United Nations deadline for Tehran to freeze its uranium enrichment activities or face further sanctions. Gold's sharp rebound has apparently been driven by short covering as opposed to any major news or rethink in the market, said Brian Dolan, head of research at Forex.com. However, higher CPI and Iranian noise continue to provide a fundamental basis for firmer gold prices, he told his clients. No kidding. All of a sudden, in less than a week, all of a sudden the Fed is concerned about inflation. All of a sudden market reacts to consumer price index. Imagine how the market would actually react if they actually found out what the real core rate of inflation is. I submit to you, it is double digit. Ergo, we stand by our prognosis of where gold is going. Where's gold going, my friends? Substantially higher. You can either buy it here now, or you can buy it later at a substantially higher price. As I say, and will continue to say, buy gold and lots of it. And I say that for many reasons. It's very apparent where the U.S. dollar is going. It is very apparent that those in Washington, D.C. are completely clueless in how to solve a myriad of problems, and Iraq is not the biggest of their problems, believe it or not. The biggest problem facing lawmakers in Washington, D.C. is the debts and the deficits. You see, unlike the Iraq War, debts and deficits are going to affect every single American. Unfortunately, the Iraq War only affects maybe a couple hundred thousand people in the United States. This is the reason why when these politicians start pontificating about how they support the troops, and now we find out that they really don't support the troops based on the level of care veterans and returning troops receive from the Veterans Administration and the Department of Defense. It is abysmal. As a matter of fact, the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the free world, didn't know, and this is a man who loves the troops and tells us constantly how we must support the troops, how he only found out about the deplorable behavior of Walter Reed medical staff, well, maybe not the staff, but the system, and how broken it is in treating returning wounded U.S. service personnel. President said, I didn't know. I read it in the newspaper over the weekend. I thought, Mr. President, you said you didn't read the newspaper. But I guess now they do. And now they find out that their beloved troops are getting, well, third world country type medical treatment when they return. These are the same people, by the way, that are controlling your finances. And if you think that these people are going to control and be able to do anything with the economy based on their track record from trying to run a war, come on. Come on. With tears in my eyes, I'm begging you, please. You know, why don't we talk about real issues? You want to talk about how far out of control we are? You know, excuse me for hacking. I caught a bug 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now. It's still hassling me. And yes, I'm a guy who does everything possible to boost his immune system. I mean, it's nuts. I take everything. I drink pure water. It comes from a Bergfeld water filter. I infuse it with immunite that's supposed to build your immune system. I take all kinds of other herbs and drugs along the way to boost my immune system. And how come I'm sick? It makes no sense. I even drink noni juice. Maybe it's just a tough bug. Anyway, I digress. This is why, you know, and I can't understand. I mean, there should be riots in the street. There should be marches on Washington. Because, and I don't know, maybe it's because people just forgot history. I mean, they forgot about what caused the revolution to begin with. It was taxation by the emperor. You know, I mean, that's what the whole tea thing was all about. It was a tax. But now Americans have become so soft and lazy that they will accept forking over 40% of whatever you earn to the government. So it can spend it on silly wars and other stupid things. You say, no, we don't pay 40% tax in the land of the free and the home of the cowards. Well, we'll tell you about it when we return. Maybe it'll fire you up a little bit. Who knows? Anything's possible.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary, but now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
My friends, you know, we are living in a time when most people, and I'm assuming this, and it's always bad to assume stuff, but we're living in a time when most people want peace, and I'm sure most people want less government and the hope of being free. After all, these rights have been handed down from generation to generation. They were fought for and they were lived for. Yet we have seen so many of our rights taken away by a government that views freedom of choice, protest, and the desire to be free from intervention as a threat to the country. Oh, you better believe Thomas Jefferson, Madison, Mason, would all be regarded as enemy combatants by this administration. The United States of America was founded because people wanted to be free from wrongful taxation, from government intervention, and more importantly, from the threat of being arrested if you said no. These freedom fighters were the first generation of this country. They protested, refused to pay taxes, and said no to the use of eminent domain by England. We see their pictures on those phony Federal Reserve notes, and we read about them in history books. They questioned authority. They wanted better. They were viewed as threats to the system. They fought a government and won. Those were America's founding fathers. The funny thing is, today we face many of the same things as they did, if not more so. Somewhere along the way, from then and now, The government we live under went from freedom fighters to freedom takers. It is no longer we the people, but we the powerful government. And this is what people like George Washington fought to stop. It is what Thomas Jefferson wrote about. It is what Ben Franklin pointed his finger at. These freedom lovers, and truly were freedom lovers, would smile at Kate Canning for entering a government building with intent on telling the truth. They would shake the hand of Dave Ridley for doing the same thing. They would sit next to Lauren Canaro and join her in defending the property of a friend from illegal seizure. They would take arms and join Ed and Elaine Brown in their fight against the IRS and taxes. They would have taken part in the Boston Tea Party that dumped the 9/11 Commission report in the harbor because they would not stand for lies and cover-ups. It would not have been the first trip to the harbor for the purpose of dumping corruption. And as I said, if Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence today, he'd be viewed as a threat to the government and put under surveillance. The heroes of then join the heroes of today in fighting a government that is not on the side of the people. But a lot of people believe in government. Why? Who knows? It's a beast. It's a monster. It's a big beast, by the way. And if you're going to take on the beast, you better start learning the rules of the game. Because if you do not know the rules of the game, the beast will strike you and strike you severely. And then people get discouraged. But you got to learn the rules of the game. It's like anything else in life. You can't expect to win unless you know the rules. Yes, you have to abide by the rules of the game of the beast. But I strongly believe that the beast can be defeated by 1,000 paper cuts. You're not going to defeat him outright. It's impossible. He's too big. He's too huge. But you can take small jabs at him and inflict pain over time. Why people aren't doing it, I don't know. One would assume that looking at one's paycheck at the end of the month, it would spur people to take action. Because the beast, in order to finance his appetite, is taking close to 50% of whatever you own. And we'll have more on that when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years, unknown by most people. Even Bible-reading Christians. Major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Great day to be alive. Well, whenever gold's up $22 on a single day, it's great to be alive. Before we talk about what your tax rate is, well, we're on a flat tax. A lot of people don't know. We're on a flat tax. There's a flat tax out there. Neil Bott should figure that out. He hasn't figured it out yet. But then again, Neil Bott, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Medved, Michael Savage, the list is so long of these people that are so clueless. Anyway, let's not get into name-calling. But first, let's go to the phones. We've got Terry in Texas. Hey, Terry.
Yeah, Robbie, I had a thought about something. You know, first off, I want to qualify myself. I am not a scientist. I am not an economist. But I do know, when I'm being lied to. And yeah. Certainly, you know, everybody's been scratching their heads about, you know, why things so expensive. And you and I both know it's because the Federal Reserve is cranking out dollars into the system and diluting, devaluing the current money that's in circulation. That's the cause for it. As a result, sure. Two of these, you were talking about the core rate of inflation as a result of this runaway health care cost. And I just went, before I called, I went online to look at a few things. I looked at Forbes. I had just kind of this little theory thinking that, you know, obviously in the core inflation we have, we're definitely being lied to. And I thought, you know, that maybe the health care costs perhaps are a little bit more accurate indication of what the amount of money being pumped into circulation on a yearly basis is really sure. A better reflection of what yeah. A real true inflation rate is, not the fake statistics. So if you take the health care rate and just use that as a blanket, it's an accurate indication of total costs, you know, inflation for everybody across the board. So for instance, in Forbes, they said healthcare costs were 11.3 in 2001, 10.7 in 2002, 8.3 in 2004, and 8.2 in 2006. And then I went to a website called Elder Care on the internet, and this is a little bit different animal, but it has to talk about people who are payers into the home healthcare, I guess, service in the sense of people who are hospitalized, I guess elderly care is what it is. You know that the out-of-pocket expense for the average payer in 1960 was $9 out-of-pocket?
Yeah.
And the statistics only stop at 1997. Out-of-pocket expense for a person, a payer in a healthcare system, I guess, again, like being in a old folks' home, out-of-pocket from 1960 was $90. In 1997, which is the most recent statistic they have. Now, why they're not current statistics, I don't know. But in 1997, the out-of-pocket was $7,024.
Sure. Oh, look, David Walker, the auditor of the United States, has stated categorically that Medicaid and Medicare are upside down to the tune of $8 trillion. That's with a T, sure. His words, not mine, is upside down $8 trillion. Oh, sure. Medical costs, by and large, are so out of whack. It's incomprehensible.
But don't you think it is? I mean, if you just examine healthcare costs, it really is more an accurate picture of what the real inflation rate is, or more closer sure. than the statistics, the phony ones they give us.
Oh, sure, because the consumer price index, the basket of commodities that they use to gauge inflation, are stuff. Well, for instance, do you know that there's a concrete drilling machine is made up of one of the commodities in the basket? Now, I have to ask you, when was the last time you bought yourself a concrete drilling machine?
Funny you mention that. I had my eye on one just about an hour ago.
Yeah, so and this has gone over from obviously many administrations, that the Fed constantly changes. You see, because the Fed has been given the mandate by Congress. The two mandates that the Fed has been given is keep inflation low and strive for full employment. That's the Fed's mandate from Congress. That's what they're supposed to do. So in order to achieve that mandate, the Fed decided that we are going to change the basket of commodities that we view as an inflation indicator. And so over the years, how they've managed to bring inflation down has been a unique trick in that they've exported America's manufacturing base overseas so that they price goods that were once manufactured in America. Let's just take something simple. Let's take boxer shorts. Boxer shorts used to be produced in America by Fruit of the Loom. They used to cost $10. Now Fruit of the Loom manufactures in China, manufactures the same boxer shorts, but now they sell the boxer shorts for $2. So in the basket of commodities, we have a decrease in inflation, but at what cost?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and they constantly change that basket in order to meet the mandate given to them by Congress to keep inflation low.
All the more better that the healthcare costs actually reflect the true, closer to the true inflation rate, because the healthcare sure. is all in-house. It's all in the United States.
Yeah, it's something every one of us, some of us do, I don't, participate in. And sure, if we wanted to have a true reflection of what inflation is, then we should have, we should be able to index food and energy costs. You see, the reason they don't add food and energy costs in, it says because it's too volatile. Well, no kidding.
and education costs have gone through the roof. That's another one that'll be put in too.
Well, sure. And look what you're getting for your educational dollar. You've got a generation of really dumb, stupid kids out there. That one's really working well. I know, brother. I know, it's nuts. Sure. I mean, real inflation rate, you know it, and I know it. I mean, I look at the bills that I used to pay a year ago. I look at the bills I pay today.
Well, out even here in these statistics, I've been going through them. You're right, for the it really took off. It parallels very directly when you look at these statistics. When wasn't it Nixon finally delinked us in the late
sure.
70s? That's when it really took off. But if you just go to these statistics and just do a quick calculator, you're right. It looks like core inflation since at least the late 70s has averaged right around 11% per year, and that's probably a close representation.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Look, this time last year, you could have bought an ounce of gold for $550. That same ounce of gold today is going to cost you over $700.
They should have been taking your advice when you threw the gauntlet down and said, you'll never visit $600. They should have been loading their wagon.
Well, that wasn't me. That was, I'm having a senior moment. That was the guest that I used to have on Mondays, who actually said, and that was when gold was at $420.
No, it actually was. This was like 6 or 7 months ago. It was dropped down to, I don't know, 7 or 8 months ago. It was getting.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, that was a $600 one, but I had to eat crow on that one
it doesn't matter. Like you said, if you buy it right now, you're gonna end up smelling like a rose at this price.
Oh, there's no question. It's not a matter of if gold goes to $1,000 an ounce. It's just a matter of when gold goes to $1,000 an ounce. Most people, like myself, think that probably we will see $1,000 an ounce within 2 years. Judging by the action that we've seen in the last 48 hours, I would say that there's a good possibility we'll see $1,000 gold sometime this year.
You know, you don't know that, and I don't know that, Robbie, but with the dam breaks, who knows if there's a run, it could be a stampede.
Oh, sure it will. And guess what? The first realization people are going to come to, there's no gold available. I mean, I know I say this on a constant basis, but I'm being dead serious about this. You are going to pay huge premiums for gold coins when gold starts trading over $1,000 an ounce. Premiums on gold coins are going to skyrocket. Don't be surprised if the premium is equal to the gold price. And I'm dead serious about this.
I know you're preaching the choir, and it's hard to wake people up. They don't see that the wool has been pulled over their eyes. And I can get here statistically and break it out for them and say, you're getting shammed. Your government is flat-out, bold-faced, lying to you right in your face, and you're accepting it. You're taking it hook. You're taking the dough ball, hook, line, and sinker. And the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to go to the bottom.
Oh, sure. And the sad thing is, what a lot of people, well, people should realize this. The enormous percentage of your income that the government now demands you fork over. I mean, a 30-year-old couple earning $20,000 a year has a marginal tax rate of 42.5%, while a 45-year-old couple earning, say, $500,000 a year pays 43.2%.
It's highway robbery. It's criminal. The fact that money, by the fact that every day, every minute that you sit there, they've delivered another couple semi-loads full of $100 bills into circulation, it's like moths eating away your money. The fact that you keep your money in the bank and you have physical possession of actual cash means that it has no store of value. It has none whatsoever. There's no way to protect yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And your point is very accurate. I mean, this is what a lot of people don't comprehend or don't appreciate, what it means when the Federal Reserve starts printing money.
It's 24 hours a day. They're just printing it as fast as they can possibly make it, flooding the economy with these worthless dollar bills.
Oh, sure. Whenever you add to anything, I mean, it's just a simple rule of life. I mean, if you make a nice, rich, hearty stew, and I always use this example, if you make a rich, hearty stew, which tastes good, feels good, does everything good for you, but if you constantly start adding water to it, it's not too long before that rich, hearty stew becomes swill, unpalatable, and gross. But it's the same thing with currency. The more Federal Reserve notes they pump into the system, effectively what it's doing is it's depreciating those notes that are already in the system. We can see it. You and I can see it. Foreigners can see it, which is the reason why foreigners are heading for the exits as far as the dollar is concerned.
You're,
I mean, dumping the dollar.
I'm telling you, if hopefully you're making a living at doing it, but by God, you're doing a service to mankind. You're doing a service to these people who are listening, because if they can't wake up to this, it's not going to be a pretty sight. And, you know, I know I've listened to your program for a long time, and it's got to be frustrating for you to continue to beat it in people's heads, but the message can't be any more salient than you've explained it nine ways from Sundays and done it backwards.
Well, sure, but the guy that's done a much better job than me, just simply because it's visual, and we're in a visual age, the spoken word takes a certain amount of effort. But the visual is more important, and there's no question that freedom from fascism, without question in my mind, is the finest documentary ever done in the Federal Reserve System, bar none. I mean, it's just one step away. I mean, for years we used to tell people, look, if you want to figure out what's going on, you know, get yourself a book called Creature from Jekyll Island. Reads like a novel. It's not like a history book. It's a novel. It tells you the whole story of how it all came about. It helps you connect the dots. But and it's a big, thick book, as most people who have read it know it.
I'm halfway through it.
But Aaron Rousseau's Freedom from Fascism and the collection of a whole bunch of other DVDs that are available out there, and I might as well tell the people out there, every person that's done business with Republic Trading Group is going to receive a complimentary copy of Freedom from Fascism, plus a whole bunch of other little videos included, and you're going to get it in the mail next week. Now, if you've seen the video,
uh-huh,
and you understand it, then obviously what we are encouraging you to do is, those friends of yours who thought you were a little crazy because you told them to buy gold and silver a few years ago, and they still think you're very crazy because you keep on talking about the Federal Reserve not being part of the government and they can't figure it out for themselves. Those people that are on the fence, you need to put this DVD in their hands. You want to do something, you know, Mother Teresa, when she was alive, they asked her, her mission was, she wanted to heal and help every beggar on the planet. And they said to her, well, how are you going to do it? There's millions of them. She says, I'm going to start with the person nearest to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with this. You want to do something that seems almost impossible to do, because we all talk about how we're going to change the country, let's get the U.S. Liberty back on the right track, and, you know, people always ask us, well, how can we? Well, here's something you can do. You can make copies of this DVD, and Aaron Rousseau's given his permission, you can make as many copies of these things as you like, and start handing them out. Hand them out to friends. Just say, look, I know you think I'm a little weird, but just sit down and watch this. It'll start the cogs rolling. It'll start the process. They may not react to it immediately, but the seed will be planted. And so when they see news events developing, they'll be able to connect the dots for themselves, and all of a sudden it'll start making sense. And then they'll look at their paychecks, and they'll see what the government's taking, and then all of a sudden they'll start asking questions. And that's how you build up the movement. Look, it's easy to do. I've seen it happen. It's amazing the power of the people. I remember back in the late 90s, I told the story before, with the Tyranny Response Team in Colorado. It was just seven guys got together one day, and we decided that we were going to do something about the anti-Second Amendment whores in Colorado. And we weren't going to let them get away with their BS any longer. And every time they showed up at an event, we'd be there with our blue T-shirts with big yellow lettering, and we'd challenge them. And the amazing thing, within 3 months, that whole concept, that whole movement spread nationwide. There were Tyranny Response Team operations popping up all over the country. It was amazing. It was a wonderful thing to behold. Unfortunately, as we tend to do, with these Patriot circular firing squads, we effectively destroyed ourselves. But the good news about it is it shows that once people get the right information, once they get the things that they can deal with, you know, who knows, brother, anything can happen. Hey, thanks, Terry.
Good work.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Wednesday. Let me run down some prices for you. And just for your information, I'm going to run down bullion prices of American 1 ounce gold eagles. Right now, 1 ounce American gold eagle is selling for $715.60. A half ounce American gold eagle is selling for $375. A quarter ounce American gold eagle is selling for $194. So what are the coins that we recommend that you purchase at Republic Trading Group? Well, we don't recommend any of those coins. Well, they're bullion coins, for goodness sake. You can buy numismatic coins, pre-1933 gold coins for less than you can for bullion coins. Now, not granted, not every company will give you this offer. We're the only ones that do that because we're on a mission. So we know where we're going, and we want to make sure that everybody out there is protected. Right now, a $10 pre-1933 U.S. Liberty, the original constitutional money, just shy of a half ounce of gold, is selling for exactly the same price as a half ounce American Gold Eagle. In other words, $375. This time last week, we were offering them for $350, but that's neither here nor there. These are going to be a $500, $700 coin when gold hits $1,000. So you can get a $10 American pre-1933, $10 Liberty for $375. As far as quarter-ounce gold coins are concerned, as we told you, American 1 ounce, American quarter ounce eagle, I should say, is selling for $195. Right now, you can buy a quarter ounce British sovereign pre-1933 in uncirculated condition for $10 less than that, at $185. So if you're thinking about making a gold purchase, and you should seriously consider it at this point in time, because there's no stopping gold. You see, you can't lie to gold. You know, gold is reflecting the true state of inflation. As you said, this time last year, gold was $550 an ounce. Now you're going to have to pay over $700 an ounce for a one-ounce gold coin. That's the true state of inflation. Gold ain't going down, my friends. It may have a few fits and starts along the way, as those of you who have held gold understand. It's not for the weak. But then again, you shouldn't be in a position. You should buy gold every month. I'm not telling you to do stuff that I don't do. I buy gold every month. Anyway, you can give us a call at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898, or visit us on the web at republictradinggroup.com. Programming reminder, tomorrow, Jeffrey Bennett sitting in the big seat, and I will see you on Friday. Till then, see you, bye.